Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nancy, Nancy, Nancy.
Brian, Brian, Brian.
That was not necessary, but thank you.
You're welcome.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about Duquesne's production of Album by David Rimmer. Runs this weekend and next weekend, ends on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
It's only $10. You want to plug them. It's well worth $10. Go see this show. It is a coming of age. It's 8 scenes. There's only 4 characters in the show, and it's about the 4 years of these 2 different couples through high school.
Mm.
And the soundtrack alone, sadly, some people were singing pre-show and during intermission, which was a little weird and creepy. But because it's a great soundtrack. It's 60s music, so there's some doo-wop, there's Beach Boys, there's Dylan. And it's this great story, and the cast are amazing. Trevor Root, who plays Boo, it's his first production. Boo's his nickname in the show. It's not like Boo Radley. And he is wonderful, and he has this great sort of naive innocence on stage. Nate Yost is his cohort and partner in crime for Getting the Ladies. He is Billy. And then the two women are Erin Womer, who is Trish, and Abby Blackburn, who is Peggy. And it's just the story of kids, and it starts, unlike Meet, Adult Language, and Live Sheep, it starts with a game of strip poker. How can you go wrong with that?
You know, many stories that I've been involved in start that very same way.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it starts with that, and it's the story of these two couples, but it goes back and forth between them liking certain each other and then just being in high school, and what do you do? And they hate their parents, but then, I mean, who doesn't hate their parents?
Oh, no.
In high school. In high school to some degree. And it's just this really nice mix of all different teenage angst and drama and should they make out, should they not make out, what do they do in high school, and then you know it ends with graduation and what are they going to do kind of things. And it's just a lovely piece directed and designed by John Lane. And the set is really simple, not a lot of scene changes because the set is basically a bedroom. And it changes to the girls' bedrooms at times and the boys' bedrooms at times. And the set pieces are very simple. You know, the curtain closes, and then at the end, the curtains sort of close. So you wonder what sort of open, sort of close. Like, did they come of age at that moment or not?
Oh, is that the big question?
Yeah. Well, it could be the big question. For me, I just thought they were... They had funny dialogue. They had great songs. Their characters connected with certain songs, especially as it got later in the 60s with Dylan versus the Beach Boys when it was a little more light. And, of course, there's an album that the one girl, Trish, has that was her family's album, which she sort of writes over and puts pictures of, like, the Beach Boys and then subsequently Dylan.
You can pick your family.
You can pick your family, folks. It's possible. You can pick your family. And so it's lovely and sweet. And the music is really great. Pre-show, intermission, short. It's a relatively short show, so you don't have to sit there for 3 hours. And well worth seeing. Nate Yost and Trevor are wonderful. You feel all they're completely different kind of characters. Mm. You know, one's more like a ladies man and one's really kind of shy. And then the two girls, it's kind of the same thing. One's a little more outgoing and one's a little more held back, but they have great moments between all four of them. It's just a lovely piece that is worth seeing.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.